From Sincerely, by V. Free Fridays, Haramanis. I don't know if you know how much I love Haramanis. It's my favorite fruit. The tangy, unique taste of this fruit. The sweetness bursting in your mouth when you eat it. The wonders of God's creation. One fruit can give such joy, but he makes it limited edition. It has seasons and only appears to you in exclusive drops, so you'd appreciate it more. Well, tis the season. Woohoo, Haramanis season. I only knew because I went to the supermarket and saw it at the fruits section. I did a double take and actually reversed my trolley. Was the annoying one that keeps getting stuck when you push it, but for Haramanis, I sang up. I took three and put them in my trolley, as I pictured eating this cold in front of the TV tonight after the kids sleep. At the cashier, I stopped smiling. A Haramanis is 20 plus bucks. One, is that normal? Usually, I just steal the ones in my parents' house. I had no idea they were designer fruits. I paid anyway, desperate to realize my TV vision tonight. Ate every orange bit in the mango that night, cutting the green skin as thinly as possible. Ah, it was so good. This week, we had my in-laws over for dinner. Got the main sorted, yummy. For dessert, I looked at my fridge and saw the Haramanis. Oh, but I only have a bit left. Plus, they like watermelon, right? My heart, you obviously have to share this with your family. Satan, no, you don't have much left. Keep for yourself. My heart, you must share good things with others. Satan, watermelon is also good. So, which one did I serve my family? Yep, I served both, y'alls. Booms. The family loved the Haramanis and finished it all in a few seconds. My heart pained because it took longer to even cut them, and B, they didn't leave any for me. But I love them, so it's okay. I also learned this. Our Prophet SAW said the most beloved act of Islam is to feed others and to give salam to those you know and those you don't. Did you know that? Then there's also in the Quran about prioritizing your family first when wanting to do good deeds. And then the one that sealed the deal for me was when I remembered a hadith. The Prophet SAW said, "None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Fine. I'll cut up the Haramanis. Now, I need you to pay attention to the next part. The next day, I moved on and went about my day. School run, blah blah. Then I had a lunch meeting. My colleague arrived at the meeting, carrying a bunch of things, his bag, some other stuff, and a big orange bag. He hands me the big orange bag. "This is from my grandma. She said it's for you," he said. All was so sweet. As I peeked inside it, I gasped when I saw what was inside. There was a big green box inside that said Haramanis. I was shook, like the shook was shooketh-ing in my bones. Is this for real? I gave a couple Haramanis to others yesterday, and the very next day I get gifted not one, but a whole box of new Haramanis. I didn't even know what to say. I would have cried if I wasn't so shooketh. In all seriousness, this isn't really about Haramanis. This is about God's blessings that I witnessed today. You give a little bit for the sake of Allah SWT. He then pays you back in cash, three times what you gave up the very next day. Sigh. A verse we should never take for granted was right in front of me. All of us are chasing such big things like wealth and success, but we don't notice the other many blessings that God tries to show us every day in our lives. We never deny any of his favors, yet we fail to say thanks. The more we sacrifice for his path, the more he gives back. I was reminded of that today. I love you, Irab. Forgive me whenever I am ungrateful to you. I also love you, colleague's grandmother, whose name I should have asked for. You're my new bestie. Let me know you've read this. Comment your choice, watermelon or Haramanis, on my latest post at @SincerellaVivi. See you there. Colin.